This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free and join us here on the radio where you can take control of the airwaves and you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Coming up, Melanie's going to tell us about a couple of parents who have lower than average IQs and they had their parents or their kids taken from them, correct?
Yes.
All right, we're going to get into that story coming up here in moments. Also, an update on the story out of Toronto, Canada, where a nice handyman spent $550 repairing or creating stairs in a park, nearby park garden, where people had been hurting themselves kind of going down a hill. And he was tired of waiting for the government to do it. The government, I guess, was going to do it at a price of like $65,000. So he went out and did it for, you know, around $500. And now the city of Toronto has torn it down. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. But first, we go to the phones, actually to Skype, where AC is on the line in Ohio. Hello, AC.
Yeah, before I get to my topic, I wanted to ask something of you, Ian. I love Free Talk Live.
Oh, thanks.
I'm a podcast listener. I never miss an episode.
Wow.
And if I don't get my Free Talk Live, I tend to do bad things.
Oh, no. And so the episode was late today. So
yes.
What did you do that was bad?
Well, let's just say I have a closet full of corpses right now, okay?
Oh,
I don't know what to do with them, man.
See, Ian, you just got to get the damn episode up.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't find out about it until like 4 o'clock this afternoon. So
that doesn't speak highly of Free Talk Live's podcast, AC.
Well, the podcast would have been there, but the AMP version wasn't necessarily. Like, all the files were up, but I didn't hit the submit button last night, so some people didn't get it as a result.
I mean, but like, so if Free Talk Live keeps you from having a pile of bodies, and Free Talk Live doesn't get published for whatever reason, just go watch a rerun.
There are a lot of reruns.
That does help sometimes. I will admit, that does help sometimes.
Yeah, you know, I apologize for the inconvenience. It's hard to find good help, including myself. Sometimes, I just don't finish the process at the end of the night for whatever reason, even though I actually have an alarm set to remind myself to do it. So apparently that failed last night. So what can I say?
Fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, was there anything you were actually calling about?
Yeah. I actually had a fun story I wanted to share with you guys. I thought it would be very interesting. This is from I heard it online, but I looked up an article myself to look into it deeper, and I got the version I got from Huffington Post, and it's a short story, and it's about a app called Hater.
Hater, okay. It's about time the haters had their own app. Let's hear about it.
Well, it's not that okay. I'm going to it's a brief article, so I'm just going to, it's like three little paragraphs. So,
right.
An app apparently named Hater matches people based on what they don't like. And according to their website.
Oh, no. All right.
And according to their website, the idea was inspired by a University of Oklahoma study that found that when people share a negative attitude about a third party, it becomes a pretty effective bond.
A bond. Wow.
Yeah.
The reason we're together is because we share the same hatred.
I have 17,000 matches.
That, I don't know if that's the right basis on which to start a relationship, but who knows? Maybe it's working for people.
Well, I mean, I've sought out people who hate the state, and,
yeah,
you know.
And it worked for you.
Yeah.
All right. So have you had an experience with this
app?
They
have just a checklist thing, and I just marked them all.
I just heard about the story this morning. But apparently the app prompts users to select certain subjects, whether they love them, hate them, like them, or dislike them, and the subjects are things like a famous person, an activity, or a concept. And after this app was launched in early February, and after a few hundred thousand users, the people who run the app decided to create a map of the United States showing each state what they hated the most. And I got to say, the map is pretty amusing.
It is pretty good. I saw it, too.
I saw this pop up elsewhere. I didn't realize that it was from an app.
Yeah,
a dating app.
What I find amusing is it's only available on iPhone, which means
really?
If you hate Apple products, well, then what are you going to do?
Yeah, wow. Some of the states. I was just kind of curious, like all the different states. And one of the things that made me curious, like I wonder what the more conservative states hate. I'm like, and I was pretty right on the ball. Like for example, Mississippi hates anal sex.
Okay.
Utah hates porn.
You know, I would expect the exact opposite from, you know, like a conservative state to actually
not. That's what they say. But then if you look at the porn searches, then it's
Okay. Yeah, and then I was like, South Carolina, South Carolina, they don't like Edward Snowden, apparently.
Wow.
I wonder why. I take a guess, Ian.
South Carolina doesn't like Edward Snowden. I have no idea why that would be. Just Republicans?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently you guys...
I'm pretty sure some Democrats hate Edward Snowden as well, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. But apparently you guys in the state of New Hampshire hate God. Don't know why.
Well, that's not true on my part.
It's my understanding it's the most unchurched state in the nation.
Wow. AC, very interesting. Any other highlights from the map you want to share?
Nevada hates feminism.
Arizona hates sand, which makes sense because that's a state surrounded by sand. And apparently, why is it Colorado hates NSYNC? I wasn't aware that those guys were still big. So yeah.
Hatred can last for a long time, unfortunately.
Idaho hates asking for directions, which means that I'm going to take a wild guess that GPS sales there are pretty low. And, it's a fun little map. You
that is cute. Hey, AC, thanks for the heads up on that tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And, yeah, what a shame that the app is only available for iOS.
The Chubsters in Montana hate going to the gym.
Okay.
Florida similarly hates workout couples.
Huh.
Yeah.
Those are people who go together to work out?
Yeah.
But... are they in a relationship or just like a couple girlfriends going to?
No, that's
no, like actual workout.
Usually,
that just always
outfits.
Struck me as wildly inefficient, but people do that.
Yeah, my wife wanted some personal training, right? Mm-hmm. So I went with her to do these things, and it's really hard moving that, the weights and all the things, because there's a huge disparity in sort of what we can move and lift and that sort of thing. So, yeah, that didn't go too well.
But, yeah, it's not a thing that... A general heterosexual same-age couple would be able to do together at the same pace on the same machines. And
I tried to get her to go to a jiu-jitsu class with me, too. And she's like, I've spent my whole life trying to protect my neck. There's no way I'm going to go back to this thing over and over again. So she's been lured in by the siren song of bourgeoisie women on stationary bikes.
Gotcha.
The people from Oregon hate.
Stationary bikes?
No, spin class.
Oh, okay. Hater for Android is apparently being developed, so those of you who are itching to try out the app, in the studio only Melanie, you are, I think, the only iPhone holder here. So
Texas, and you're in a sleeping with the window open. Likely because there's big flying things that'll just carry your butt off.
Well, then why don't they just stop doing it? It's not like the window is like, it's 3 a.m., let me open myself.
Yeah,
they have screens. Do they have screens in Texas in their windows?
Yeah, they have screens.
Normally that'll keep the flying things out.
Yeah, well, they don't
want it. Not really.
It'd have to be a pretty big flying thing to make it through a screen.
Yeah, well,
or a really tiny one.
Everything's bigger in Texas, pal.
That's true.
You did walk right into that one.
Everything is bigger in Texas.
In Idaho, they hate asking for directions.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like Freedom. I'm curious to know, if anybody has any experience with this app. Apparently, it is pretty new, but maybe you've been on it.
Indiana hates bloggers and other people who can write.
How does it work? And has it worked well when you go on a date with somebody based on... you connecting with them on the things that you don't like.
I mean, that's kind of what I did, to some extent, because I was actively looking for an anarchist.
And is that what happened when you and Bob, your boyfriend, went out for, the first
two
times? Did you guys talk about all the things that you hate?
I mean, we talked about the state a good bit, so yeah.
Okay, all right. I wonder if that's an option in their program. Hate the government.
Utah's lying about disliking porn.
I'm sure they are. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. That's because they lie in dating apps but tell the truth when it comes to their Pornhub searches.
What right? do you think Georgia means about
that? Well, they don't tell the truth. Google tells it for
them. Well, Pornhub does in this case. But yes, free talk live.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no.
I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us if you want on the radio waves. Our number here is 855-453-855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and you can Skype on in here. Skype username LRN.FM. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Also, want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. If you're brand new to Bitcoin, well, you picked an interesting week to learn about it.
Did you ever?
And actually, there's going to be a newspaper journalist who will be here tomorrow from the local newspaper in the Keene area doing a report on Bitcoin. And it is a very interesting week to get into the world of Bitcoin. It looks like there may be an upcoming hard fork this coming August 1st, maybe as early as July 31st, depending on which time zone that you're in. But this hard fork, if it goes forward, could very well mean, or well, if it goes forward, it will mean that if you hold any amount of Bitcoin in a wallet that you have control over the private keys, then you will then have original Bitcoin and this new thing that they're calling Bitcoin Cash. Now, some people are saying the Bitcoin Cash thing isn't going to survive. It's not going to make it. Other people are saying, hey, the futures on this thing are trading at $500 per unit.
They are.
Which is about a fifth of the current value of a regular Bitcoin. So, you know, what's going to happen? We don't know. We have no idea. But the folks over at Bitcoin.com are going to keep you up to date on it. News.Bitcoin.com. Plus, if you want to get involved in mining Bitcoin, in this case, I think it's the old Bitcoin that they're mining for now, but they may open it up to mining the Bitcoin Cash later. You can check out pool.bitcoin.com. They make it so it's easy. You don't have to actually, you know, buy any equipment for yourself, deal with any of the technical aspects. You just, you know, give them some money, and they buy it for you and run it for you. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's super easy to use, and you can calculate what you might make on their site at pool.bitcoin.com. And it's not just that, but you'll also be helping to steer the Bitcoin economy towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. And you're not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. You're doing activism while you sleep. It's pool.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, the story out of Toronto update, they talked about this on the Thursday night edition of the show. So the three of us, we have not yet discussed the main issue at hand in Toronto, which is where a man who decided he was going to take matters into his own hands, as far as park safety is concerned, he built a stairway that was down the side of a small incline so that people would be safer as they were. You know, apparently some of the neighbors had slipped, maybe fallen down that particular incline, and there were some complaints about it.
And the city said that, hey, it's going to cost us $60,000 to put stairs in here.
That's right.
And he did it for $500.
$550. The man's name is Adi Asti. He's a retired mechanic, so presumably he might know a thing or two about building stairs. He says he built the stairs for a mere $550 after several neighbors tumbled down a muddy slope leading to the park's garden in the city of Toronto. The work, which only took a few hours for the man, came after the community was told to wait for a $65,000 to $150,000 solution from the city. Asti told CTV News Channel from the park Friday, quote, "If you imagine after heavy rain or any rain, it becomes like a slippery slope. There's no holding on. It might be okay when you're 10 years old, but if you get to my age or a little bit younger, it's very tough." He
says. You need something.
Asti's stairs have now been declared unsafe by city bylaw officers that were quickly cordoned off with caution tape.
This one point that I've heard made on Facebook, I can agree with, which is that he puts in these stairs,
yep,
which I believe to probably be as safe as they could be.
I have heard that they were built not that well, but, you know, who knows? Who knows?
That if somebody got hurt on the stairs, mm-hmm, that it would be a legal nightmare, mm-hmm, essentially, because the city didn't put them up, but mm-hmm, they're on city property, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, of course, the city's going to say they're not built well, right?
Right.
Because we didn't get a bunch of unionized city workers to spend $100,000 on these stairs. So I'm not sure I believe it, but I do understand from a, our sort of messed up litigious society that these stairs are a problem from that standpoint. But let's not forget that the government created the problem in the first place by letting things get to the point that they did.
So somebody can sue the government over someone else's stairs on the property, but they can't sue over a slippery incline?
So it would appear.
What do you think, Melanie? You're the attorney trained attorney in the room.
So if Canada is anything like the States, that might be true. Because a stairway is something you build, so then you're responsible for it being in good upkeep and having been built properly and all that good stuff. There are certain exceptions for inherent risks to natural objects.
I see.
So you can't go drown in the lake and sue the city because it's their lake.
Got it.
It's a lake. Lakes have water. Get over it.
Right.
They're not going to make you drown every lake and cut down every tree and
flatten
all the ground.
Yeah, I get what you're
saying there. Okay. So if it's kind of a natural incline, that might be enough to get them off. So that could actually be true.
It does seem to be an incline that they mow, but it was probably dug out. That much is true. You could put a sign on it that says, private staircase, use at own
at
risk.
At your own risk.
Like, this is one of the things that I really sort of don't understand is that the problem is that juries will hand out rulings when people are obviously stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, privately built staircase, use at own risk.
Right.
And you know somebody's going to hurt themselves on it because somebody can hurt themselves on anything.
Sure.
And then they're going to sue, and then a jury's going to be like, well, I find this so confusing. I don't know what to do. I guess I will just rule for the person who has the least amount of money and rule against the organization that has the most amount of money.
Which is pretty much what juries do.
Yep.
So they cordoned off the stairs with caution tape, and he said, the man who did the construction, says, quote, I was relieved last night when the mayor phoned me to thank me to help the city to realize what they're doing is not the right thing. He told CTV News Channel, quote, a whole big stone fell from my heart and said, now we're going to get somewhere in helping people be safe, unquote. In a written statement released Friday, the mayor called the original price tag for the project, quote, absolutely ridiculous and out of whack with reality, unquote. I want to thank Mr. Osti, Tory, the mayor added, for taking a stand on this issue. His homemade steps have sent a message that I know city staff have heard loud and clear. Now, of course,
city staff is mad.
Yeah. Of course, if this guy hadn't have done this, then the mayor would have been applauding the awesome plan for the city provided steps, right? Like,
in all likelihood,
they would have had some meeting. Some contractor would have come in and said, well, yes, it looks like we're going to be able to do this for $100,000. And that's less than what we expected. And they'll all just pat themselves on the back for doing such a great job. But because they've been called onto the carpet by this gentleman who made the $550 stairs, the mayor couldn't possibly be seen doing anything but this. It's a smart move on his part.
Find a parade, get out in front of it.
According to Mayor Tory, construction of the new stairs will begin this Friday and be completed within days. The new stairs will be safe, durable, and reasonably priced, he says. The city is now estimating that the new stairs will cost just $10,000 instead of their previous estimate of $60,000 to $150,000.
So just the car, that's all.
Just, 20 times more than what the old guy did it for. $855, $450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberry's Aronia Berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the him.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to join us and take control of the airwaves. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Also, want to let you know about Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar, and Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so learn more at Dash.org.
There's a lot of talk about Dash because it rode out this sort of recent altcoin plunge very well and is, in fact, trading higher now, I believe, than it was before the drop. It's pretty impressive.
Yep, it's definitely one of the most interesting alternatives to Bitcoin.
Wish I had more Dash. Would that happen?
A lot of people are going to be considering it, I think, you know, especially as time goes on, especially if Bitcoin continues to suffer from its growing pains. We'll keep you up to date on the whole scene as it develops here. Let's go to your calls and thoughts And then more on the handyman who had his park stairs torn down by government workers in the city of Toronto after he took several hours, I would imagine, to construct and his own money, $550 worth of it, to construct these stairs. They've been ripped down, and the city is now going to build their own set of stairs in its place. Let's go to your calls and thoughts first, though. Stefan is on the line in Ohio on Skype. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, guys. Hey. I was checking out this article a couple of hours ago about a company in River Falls, Wisconsin called Three Square Market. Apparently, they're going to be the first company to provide employees with implantable microchips, and it's going to be used to allow them to buy stuff in the break room, micro market, open doors, log into computers, that kind of thing. And I wanted to know what you guys thought of that, because a lot of people are saying, what if this one day becomes mandatory? It's going to be a crazy surveillance.
All right, so the microchipping thing, this is old news. I mean, what you're talking about is a recent story, but they're not the first company. I remember years ago, I think it was Alex Jones or, you know, InfoWars, one of his offshoots, was reporting on some club, I think it was in Miami or something, where they were actually allowing their club goers, like their regular VIPs or whoever, to get implemented microchips to give them, you know, access to the club. So this has happened before. I highly doubt this is the first time ever.
Well, this is apparently the first time an employer is going to provide employees with the microchips free of charge, apparently.
Okay.
That's what I had heard.
So what if you worked for Free Talk Live and we offered you this option?
I don't think I'd take it because it's a violation of privacy in my eyes. But
it
then
seems
again,
weird to put that, inject some little bit of, you know, flotsam or jetsam in me. I'm just not interested in it. But, if a company wants to do it and it's easier than carrying around your badge, I know a lot of companies.
A lot of people lose badges or whatever.
Yeah, companies make you have your badge. Many companies are like, nope, no badge, no come to work.
Right.
Well, Why don't you have your badge?
Some of them are secured areas, and you got to be careful, especially with corporate secrets or whatever, trade secrets.
Some people would argue it would be a lot easier just to give somebody a wristband or maybe their uniform has these chips built in rather than injecting them.
Well, the wristband can be cut off, and uniforms, some companies don't have uniforms.
And you can't cut open a hand to get a microchip out?
It's a bigger, much bigger commitment to cut off a to cut open a hand than it is to cut out a wristband. Cut off a wristband.
Yeah, if the company I was working for announced that they were doing it, even if they announced they were doing it on an optional basis, I'd leave it right then and there. Like, that's entirely ridiculous. And I know that it's, the argument is going to be contracts, and that's a valid argument, but the state has also kind of granted corporations weird extra powers, and they'll use corporations kind of as testing grounds for things that they know they're not allowed to do.
And what was the name of this company again?
Three Square Market.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. So all you have to do is a quick Google search. Just eliminate the most recent dates. So you search between, because this is newer news with this. What you're talking about probably came out within the last week or so. If you search Google prior to, last month, then you'll find, here's a story from April 3rd of this year. There's a Swedish startup hub, Epicenter, that is going to be putting microchips in their employees' hands. And, this was just a matter of months ago. These are not new stories. So, I don't know. It's probably some claim on...
They scare the bejesus out of everybody whenever they come out, though.
But, it is still worth talking about. I mean, I don't mean to belittle the topic or anything like that. This has been something that people have been discussing, especially in sort of the conspiracy theory channels for many, many years.
Well, your employer is requesting to alter your body.
Yeah,
like,
that's a
no,
big request.
Absolutely not. You're not... And they're not paying for that, and the reason I know they're not paying for that is because...
Why wouldn't they pay for it? They want their own employee
to
pony up?
They're not paying you to alter your... They're paying for the chip. They're
right.
Not paying you... They're not paying
they'll
you...
They'll probably pay you for the time.
For what that's worth.
Hey, free chip!
No. They're probably paying the employee for the time.
And the reason why they're not... Okay, I don't care about that. They're not paying you 24/7 to have your body altered for what that would be
worth.
You're
not getting a pay increase.
And the reason I know they're not doing that is because that's not worth anything on the market.
Yeah.
And which means they can't sell it and make a profit on it, which means they can't pay you for it.
Mm-hmm.
What that would have to, like, they're No, they're paying you to do work while you're there, whatever your hours are, by the hour, yeah, or whatever. They're not paying you to have body alterations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh, I get the point.
5 days a year.
That seems like a good thing that a lot of companies could do if they wanted to persuade their employees to take these chips.
I suspect
maybe
that's what they're doing.
To make it easier.
I'll bet you the rules on badges just got a little tighter, too.
Could be.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, now you've got to have your badge to get into the break room, or, you know, whatever the rules are on having your badges, there's
no slacking.
No slacking at all.
Yeah. And whenever a company announces an optional policy, like, there's no such thing as an optional policy. That's not a thing.
Sure there are.
Yeah, you can,
I mean,
have
it's
your
an
hair
option in that you can quit and go somewhere else.
Or
but
a ponytail, or down. Right? Like, those are options.
Okay, but it's not an optional policy. The policy is, this is how you can wear your hair one of these ways. It's not an optional hair policy.
I kind of get something from Melanie's point there. Like, let's imagine this becomes a very popular thing at Three Square Market, and there are a few employees that don't want to do it, but it ends up becoming such, you know, a better thing and more convenient that the company then decides, okay, you get this chip inside of you or we fire you. It seems like a bit of a slippery slope in that case.
What this seems like is another shot at a fantastic story to me. I don't think these things are going anywhere. Look, carrying around a credit card is easier than carrying cash, and this has been something that's been being introduced over the course of my lifetime, mm-hmm, and people are still wary of it, still leery of it.
You think that's an instance of people just not being used to it, or do you think there's some genuine fears to be had with it?
Of credit cards or the gizmo?
Just the chip in general. Because
I saw this posted by a friend. The chip posted by a friend who was saying this is the mark of the beast. So yes, I think there's genuine fear that surrounds this.
Well, and usually with just kind of fear of technology, that kind of phases out as people age. So the people who were there at the time might be afraid of it for their whole life, but then the new people aren't. All the new people keep being afraid of it. So this just doesn't seem like a thing that you can easily convince humans to do. It doesn't seem to be generational to me.
I guess we'll see over time, because I bet you are going to see more of this. Stefan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Let's look a little further into these stories and get, you know, some other perspectives on it. What do you think about the idea of being chipped at the workplace? Would you volunteer into a program like that? Are you, you know, forgetting your badge at home and realizing that this could be convenient, or is it not worth the risk? 855-450-FREE.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
$1.99, $1.99.
Penny here is trying to see how many ways she can say $1.99.
$199, 10 times 9.
Thankfully, there's only one way to say delicious deals. And that's Long John Silver's one-piece fish and fries for only $1.99. Come to Long John Silver's today for our delicious 100% Alaskan whitefish. Hand-dipped, cooked to golden perfection, and served with natural-cut fries, all for only a little help here, Penny.
$1.99. Wow, $1.99?
Yes, Penny, wow. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can dial on in toll free here if you want to join the conversation. We're talking about microchipping, which is an option apparently at some workplaces these days. There's one workplace that's getting credit for being the first one, but quick Google search reveals they weren't the first.
The first one that reported heard of.
Have been. Anyway, we're going to tell you more about that coming up here in moments. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send $5 a month into the show with PayPal or credit cards as well as Bitcoin. And then Free Talk Live will invest that into expanding our reach, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing new internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom and liberty and cryptocurrency and all the good stuff we talk about here on Free Talk Live. So if you want to get behind the show and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only Facebook group, and more, go get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Charlie, he's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Charlie. Charlie, in Arizona. Going once.
Oh, this is Shirley.
Oh, Shirley. Apologies. Yeah. Go ahead, Shirley.
Shirley in Arizona. I'm totally against the microchipping. That's so inhuman. And what about the people when they go on to a different job?
Yeah, that's a good question. How many microchips are they going to get?
Dig it out with a pocket knife.
And also, your Catherine Albrick, who gives the little health tips throughout the Coast to Coast programs, a week or two ago, she said there was a little Chihuahua dog that developed a tumor at the site of the microchip. And when they took it to the vet, it was cancerous, and they removed it. And luckily, the dog survived the radiation and treatment that they gave it, and it's okay today. So she said, I thoroughly am against, she says, I would not recommend microchipping your pets. Now, that's something to think about.
Yeah, I mean, your body doesn't really react well to putting random things in it. I mean,
electronic devices.
Even putting things that you're supposed to, like blood transfusions and organ transplants,
exactly,
don't always work well, and those are things that we kind of have to do.
Well, obviously there's going to be risk involved anytime you're modifying your body or your animal's body in some way, but let's be clear. I mean, the pet microchipping has gone on for many years, and probably
exactly,
hundreds of thousands of pets have the, if not millions of pets have these things in the United States.
Yeah,
and if you find one example of a tumor, that's not exactly conclusive
right,
evidence.
But it's a risk without a benefit. And we know that your
the benefit is you get your dog back if they run away and somebody finds
okay,
it.
Okay, well, for dogs, maybe. But like, there's no... For
cats.
Humans, there's no... But for humans, there's no... But it's not right, a medical device.
They started that for valuable animals like racehorses and stuff, and then it trickled down to dogs and cats. But the main thing is to me, that company does not own me, and I'm not going to let anybody put a chip in me.
Right on,
like,
Cheryl.
I'm tracked like a computer or like a robot.
I think, Shirley, that this company should just own up to it and go ahead and put the chip into the shock collar, that the unremovable shock collar that they have the employees
next.
Wear.
Hey, Shirley, I appreciate your attitude. I appreciate the call. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us here tonight.
All righty.
Yep, our toll-free number here, and sorry about the Charlie mishap there. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We do try to ask our board operators to make sure everybody spells their name, because sometimes you think you hear something right, and you don't always hear it right.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. It happens.
It's okay. It happens. So 855-450-FREE, like freedom. The Associated Press reported on this issue earlier this year. This is the story from April of this year. Again, this recent company, not the first company. The syringe, they write, slides between the thumb and index finger. Then, with a click, the microchip is injected in the employee's hand. So it sounds like it's in that sort of web area between your thumb and index finger.
Yeah, I don't use that for anything.
That's
anyway.
My guess. Another cyborg is created, writes the press. What could pass for a dystopian vision of the workplace is almost routine at the Swedish startup hub Epicenter. The company offers to implant its workers and startup members with microchips the size of a grain of rice or grains of rice that function as...
That's pretty big to, like, be in your hand. I mean, a grain of rice is pretty big.
The company...
Wanna feel my microchip?
It functions to swipe open doors, to operate printers, or buy smoothies with a wave of the hand. Now I'm imagining putting it in something else, Mark, and using that to swipe past the doors.
Well, it's just a lot easier to feel it there if it's in the web of your hand.
The biggest benefit, I think, is convenience, said Patrick Mesterson, co-founder and chief executive of Epicenter. As a demonstration, he unlocks a door merely by waving near it. He says it basically replaces a lot of...
activated door. Patrick doesn't have that crap in him.
He says basically it replaces a lot of things you have, other communication devices, whether it be credit cards or keys. And the technology itself is not new. Such chips are used as virtual collar plates for pets, and companies use them to track deliveries. But never before has the technology been used to tag employees on a broad scale. Epicenter and a handful of other companies are the first to make chip implants broadly available. And as with most new technologies, it raises security and privacy issues. Although the chips are biologically safe, the data they generate can show how often employees
okay,
come
but that,
to work.
That can't be true, because any procedure you do has risks.
Yep.
And when there is a reason to do a procedure, then absolutely do the procedure, because nothing is risk-free and there's this medical benefit. Okay, fine, then that's what we're left with. This is not a medical procedure. This is messing with your body for your employer's convenience. Like, no, there is no reason to inject random devices into your body unless they're a pacemaker or something like that.
Patrick opened a door.
That's a reason.
They've been opening doors long before they've had chip implants.
Yeah, but he opened it with his chip.
He could have opened it with a HID card or a key.
The chips, they claim, are biologically safe, and they...
It's safe.
the data they generate
can... But it's not.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty safe.
Well,
I mean,
okay, so the term safe is a it is a percentage, right?
Yeah, sure. There's and a slight risk.
I don't know what that percentage of things are,
yeah.
But I think it's a... Melanie's,
getting in your shower is probably more risky than getting...
But there's a reason to get in your shower.
Correctly pointing out that there's a risk-reward relationship
right.
between...
And here it's basically just risk.
Well, the reward is convenience in that you don't have to have your tag or your security necklace or band or whatever in order to get past
these
doors.
That's not really a real benefit, though, because if you just had your HIV card...
Well, it's also not a benefit to, you know, have the benefit of a 7-Eleven down the street because, you know, you still have to pay more if you go there, but it's more convenient. You know, so convenience is a benefit to people. They're willing to pay more for it or, in this case, sacrifice their own body to it. Now, I don't think that anyone on this particular show would be willing to implement this microchip, and I suspect that a lot of people would turn their nose up at it. And it would be interesting to see what, you know, poll results would show, especially between demographics.
It's like taking random meds. Meds are useful. They're incredibly risky. They have benefits if you need them, but that doesn't mean you walk into Walgreens, jump over the counter, and just start swallowing stuff. Like, you, I mean, and this is what this
Speak
is.
For yourself.
You're taking... Well, you shouldn't. I guess some people do, but you shouldn't. It's bad for you. And at least then, like, you probably get high before you die. Like, I mean, I'm like here. So, you're putting some... Like, no, you don't just... Take random pills from the back of Walgreens because while they're useful, you don't need them.
Well,
nobody here needs a microchip for whatever
nobody
that would
needs
even
it.
Be.
Nobody needs it. But nobody needs, you know, a lot of things that are convenient, but they still sell them and they, you
they're
know,
not
still...
Most people don't shoot up things for convenience. Some people
That's true.
Do.
That's true. And I don't
but
think this is going to be most people. I suspect this isn't going to be most people, but nonetheless, I mean, these companies here seem to be having good results with it. Unlike company swipe cards or smartphones, which can generate similar data, people cannot easily separate themselves from the chips. Masterson saying he initially had his doubts, said, quote, "Of course, putting things into your body is quite a big step to do, and it was a step for me at first. On the other hand, I mean, people have been implementing things in, or implanting things into their body, like pacemakers and stuff to control
yeah, when
your
they
heart.
Need to.
That's a way, way more serious thing than having a small chip that can actually communicate with devices." He says Epicenter is home to more than 100 companies and roughly 2,000 workers. They began implanting workers in January of 2015, so this has been going on for quite a while. Now, about 150 workers have the chips. So, there you go. 150 people out of 2,000 workers, and they've been implementing this for just over 2 years.
They probably got, and this is the first company.
That's 7.5% of their people.
Yeah, like free cupcake day, and they just slide a chip into the cupcake.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom, 855-450-3733. Would you opt in to being chipped at your workplace? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chops, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.